You might be surprised to learn that even though Australia boasts many firsts when it comes to medicine, our doctors who want to specialise in robotic surgery have to train overseas. The costs and time involved, of course, can be prohibitive, and there's always the risk that those doctors who leave may never return home with their new skills. But as Joanna Nicholson reports, one Sydney hospital may have a remedy.
Robots enable doctors to perform surgery with precision and with minimal impact to the patient. It can be cost-effective for everyone. Professor Paul Bannon.
It will allow us to do more complex surgery, but through smaller incisions, which means a quicker recovery, so less time in the hospital. That's always a less cost.
Up until now, Australian doctors wanting to learn robotic surgery have had to go overseas, mainly to South Korea and China. But soon, specialist surgeons will learn their craft in Australia. Paul Bannon is a professor of cardiothoracic surgery at the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital and the co-director of a new Institute of Academic Surgery, which was launched in Sydney this morning. The institute is a joint venture between RPA and Sydney University.
That's an incredible benefit to us in attracting the best surgeons to come here for training, but also a great benefit to the local surgeons at RPA to get hands-on training on the simulation systems as well as on the robot itself before they start operating on patients themselves.
He also hopes the new facility will help Australia become a global leader in robotic surgery.
It's not just the training aspect, but it provides a focus of technological development ourselves. I would see it as equally important as keeping up with the technology, but helping to develop it.
Paul Bannon. At the University of Sydney, Michael Solomon is a clinical professor of surgery and the director of colorectal research.
If we have the lab and we have the surgeons who have the expertise in robot and we have partnerships with industry and the engineers and the technology that we have with both industry and at the university, then we can actually be the leader in developing the new robots. And the new robots in 10 years' time will be much better for patients. The robots at the moment are only giving us marginal benefits for patients in only some conditions. But the reason we really need to start doing it is that in 10 years, these robots will be making a big difference.
The Training Centre for Robotic Surgery is expected to be up and running later this year.
Joanna Nicholson reporting.